Moving away from the security of a guaranteed defined benefit pension fund is a big decision to make. But since the introduction of Freedom and Choice in 2015, more and more savers have looked into making the switch. The transactions can be complex and risky. So what are the responsibilities of trustees and employers when it comes to DB transfers? I'm Sophia Imson, Associate Editor at Pensions Expert. And with me to discuss DB transfers today are Ben Rowe, Senior Partner and Head of Member Options at Aon, and Gary Evans, Board Director and Chair of the Pensions Administration Standards Association's Transfers Working Group. Gary, what are the key responsibilities of trustees and employers when it comes to transfers?
Well, if I start with the statutory responsibilities, I think the first would be to ensure that you realise that members will generally have a statutory right to a transfer, so you do have to proceed with this. The second is there are a set of requirements as to what and how quickly you should act under the disclosure requirements, so that will cover things like the content of the transfer pack and the timing of what you provide. Third, as a trustee, you have to ensure that in a DB scheme where the TV is greater than £30,000, financial advice has been taken. It doesn't matter what that is, but you have to make sure it's taken. And lastly, you should ensure that the member is directed to government-sponsored advisory services as well. So they're the key statutory ones, and I think the other piece to add to that briefly would be just to make sure that you've undertaken your pension scam checks.
Ben, what are your thoughts?
I think that's absolutely right, and I think what we're seeing across our clients is a move towards trustees thinking more about how these options are really communicated to members and the support that people have to make an informed decision. So historically, trustees, I would say, have played quite a reactive role around DB transfers. We're seeing many more trustee boards now thinking of this and playing a much more active role. And there's just a feeling that they have a responsibility to provide members with information about all the options that they have, ensure that information is presented in a fair, balanced and easy understandable way, and also to provide some additional support to members so that they can make an informed choice at the end of the day.
And how can DB transfers benefit schemes and employers?
Well, I think the first thing is when people transfer their benefits from a defined benefit arrangement, both the assets and liabilities are discharged from the pension scheme. So to start with, we've got a pension scheme that's smaller and less risky, which has to be good news from a trustee and a corporate perspective. Transfer value terms are set on a best estimate basis. That's more often than not lower than both the funding reserve and in some cases the accounting reserve too. So from a funding perspective, it often leads to improvements in the funding position that can lead through to lower cash contributions which need to go into the pension scheme. From an accounting perspective, just need to be a little bit careful there. As schemes mature and de-risk, transfer value basis strengthens automatically over time. And it's in those schemes that we often see the highest volumes of transfers going out, especially for those members who are close or at retirement. So that could actually worsen the reported accounting position. And then finally, increasingly, as we're seeing schemes mature and heading towards the end game, which is often buyout or self-sufficiency, once you start to consider the impact of individual transfers on a buyout basis, the impact can be really significant. The buyout cost for those members is expensive. This is our longest duration, most risky liabilities. And individual pension transfers really help to reduce that buyout cost and help schemes along that journey to the end game.
And Gary, what would you say are the main risks for trustees and sponsors?
I think from the administration perspective, I'd highlight three things. The first I touched on earlier is pension scams. The big issue for trustees with pension scams is that they give rise to unauthorised payments. So if a transfer out is subsequently decided by HMRC to have been a scam, then both the member and the trustees can be subject to unauthorised payment charges, sanctions charges. So that means that if you're paying a £100,000 TV, which is quite small in today's world, then there's a £40,000 charge potentially on the trustees for each one. So that's substantial. The second piece is that I think all of us in the industry realise that processing transfers, and particularly DB transfers, it is not a very slick process at the moment. There's a lot of work that's going on across the industry in both the DC and the DB arenas to try and make that better. But right now, there's a deal of reputational risk for trustees because transfers are not quoted quickly and possibly not settled quickly. So there's, as I say, a lot being done around that, but that's a key risk. And I think the other piece to pick up on something that Ben was saying there is that we've, in some schemes, seen transfer value amounts increase by 50% or more over the past couple of years. Alongside that, we've seen more and more people of retirement age taking transfers as an alternative to taking pension from the scheme. And the combination of those two means that if you've got your transfer basis on the slightly high side, you can really impact on the funding. And I've seen one scheme, for example, in the past 12 months, revisit its transfer basis on the back of a valuation and actually reduce the basis for people of pensionable age by up to 25%. So that's how much they felt they were overpaying TVs before that. So that funding impact, I think, would be the third thing I would say.
Ben, for many people, transferring out of a DB scheme into a defined contribution plan isn't necessarily the best choice. So what can employers and trustees do to help members make the right decision?
Yeah, I think undoubtedly this is a complex area and members do have a difficult decision to make. For many, at the point of retirement, if they're thinking about drawing their pension versus transferring and either purchasing annuity or entering into drawdown, it's probably the most financially significant decision that they've ever had to make. For me, the key areas are really around communication and member support. So communication needs to be very clear. It needs to make people aware of the options that they have, but present that information in a clear fashion so that people can really understand the options that they have. And then it's about making sure that people have sufficient support to make informed choices. And this is a really topical area. So we carried out a survey just 6 months ago across 300 of the schemes that we advise. And that showed that now 30% of schemes are either quoting transfer values at retirement in the retirement packs or planning to do so over the next 18 months. And 10% of those schemes are also providing support to individuals in the form of access to an IFA to provide them with the advice that they need. So really, really topical area. Really important, though, that companies and trustees go into this with open eyes and do think about the reasons behind why they might want to put that support in place. And I think there are lots of good reasons why it can help individuals and help scheme members by doing so. Firstly, around making sure that people can make an informed decision at retirement, enhancing the whole member experience. Secondly, it's really difficult for individuals to navigate the transfer process at the moment. They've got to find an IFA that can provide support on pension issues. So many find that simply too time-consuming and also costly to fund that advice at all. So many of our trustees and companies are coming to the conclusion that they're better placed to do that research on the IFA market, put that support in place so it's very easy for people to get the support that they need. And coming back to one of Gary's point about the administration challenges, that can also help the increased workloads as well. Dealing with one IFA that's trained on the scheme benefits, understands the nuances in the scheme, can help to cut down on some of that increased workloads that administrators really are facing at the moment as well.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Gary. For more on DB transfers, please visit pensions-expert.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.